I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's me, you, coffee, and film in one podcast. Welcome to Flicks of the Baby.
Welcome to episode 2 of Flicks at the Bean. I'm Craig.
That's it. I'm Steve. We're back.
Glad you remembered.
Who'd have thought we made episode 2?
I know.
I feel quite proud of giving birth to our second child this week.
It's the one that we hopefully care for a little bit more than the first, but let's find out.
The first one was a bit crazy, a bit out of control.
Yeah, and it's probably going to get therapy. So in the meantime, roll titles?
Yeah, let's play the theme tune.
1, 2, 3, 4. Flicks at the Bean, Flicks at the Bean. What have you seen? What have you seen? Let's talk about it over a coffee, and it's Flicks at the Bean, Flicks at the Bean.
Hello, welcome then to Flicks at the Bean, episode 2. We are sat, of course, here talking movies in a coffee shop, and Craig's very excited because you've come dressed in your Spider-Man outfit.
I don't think there's anything wrong with my Spider-Man outfit. One size fits all.
That's not exactly
true. It's not, is it?
Especially if you go to a kid shop.
I've let myself go in certain areas, but let's move on.
We were talking last week about the notion of doing this in coffee shops as to whether or not we would get chucked out at some point.
And yeah.
I think wearing that obscenity, frankly, of an outfit is a surefire way for us to not have anywhere to record this.
Why is it when Tom Holland wears a Spidey suit, people are like, he looks so cool. I wear it and people just kind of look as if to go, scaring children.
It's kind of a scaring children, just pity, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but this week we get to talk about a film that I'm really enthused about.
We are excited this week because it's a movie that everyone, I think, already knows about. The movie we're going to talk about this week is, of course, what is that, a small indie film?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Spiderman Homecoming. And I don't know about you, I wasn't overly ready for another Spider-Man movie. Was you ready for a Spider-Man movie? It only felt like about an hour ago we had Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, and 3 weeks before that was Tobey Maguire.
Is the fact that we start to see series repeating just a sign that we're getting old? Or is it lazy filmmaking?
Well, the thing that makes you feel old on this one is that Tom Holland is literally about 9 weeks old. And Spider-Man in this film is supposed to be like a 15-year-old schoolboy. So he's the closest to the age of Spider-Man so far. Like, Tobey Maguire was in his mid-50s by the time Spider-Man 3 came out. Andrew Garfield's about 32.
Have you checked?
I haven't IMDb'd this,
of course. Did you Wikipedia before you?
Probably. Wikipedia lies.
You know Wikipedia can lie, right? Number one thing I got from watching this film, how much I want to be Robert Downey Jr. Because how much did he get paid literally for turning up for probably about 20 minutes?
Well, didn't he get like, was it 45 million for the last Captain America movie? So what do you think can we Google it?
And I like the thing though that with Iron Man is he doesn't even have to turn up. They just literally send the suit in and he's got his voice that he could record anywhere.
That's so true. He's in most of the movie and he's not in most of the movie. That's so true. I forgot
I don't want to be Spider-Man. I want to be Robert Downey Jr. Just sat at home, put on my feet up, recording a voice thing every so often. It's kind of what we do, but not for the same amount of money.
I like Tom Holland though. I think he's a great little Spider-Man. I really do. I think he's the perfect choice for Spider-Man. Do you hear about how he got the job? And how Andrew Garfield found out he didn't have the job.
What was that? So not those emails.
So stuff got leaked on the Sony emails. But Tom Holland found out via Instagram that he'd got the job. No one rang him. Imagine you do some screen tests for Marvel. And then he's literally playing golf with his dad, right? And someone texted him, I think it was his brother, texted him, said, dude, you're Spider-Man. And then they sent him a screenshot from Instagram where it says, Marvel's announced the new Spider-Man, picture of Tom Holland. He then calls his agent, whose agent calls Marvel and goes, oh yeah, no, Tom's going to be Spider-Man if he wants to.
They just hadn't called him.
They just forgot to call him. He said, then he gets a call from Marvel going, yeah, sorry about that. Do you want to be Spider-Man?
But I know what that's like. You have those days where you just have that list of things to do. You never quite get them done.
Yeah.
Procrastinate and don't really get round to it. And Tom Holland was, you know, fifth on the list.
Make tea, send invoice, tell Tom Holland he's Spider-Man. You know what I mean?
Massage Robert Downey Jr.'s feet. Probably above that, somewhere down the bottom. Send truckloads of money to Robert Downey Jr. would have been quite high on the list of things to do at Marvel. Then get down to call Tom Holland.
I'm still picturing you just polishing Iron Man's foot at the moment right now. It's just
there is always
very off-putting.
The possibility they call Tom Hollander instead.
Can you imagine? Because I really like Tom Hollander.
That was probably the delay. Interestingly, everyone always talks about the end credits on Marvel films.
Yeah.
I know there are some, but you had to leave, didn't you? Yes.
So the thing is, if you leave during the credits of a Marvel movie, you've pretty much missed the advert for the next 10 Marvel movies.
There's a lot of credits, though. That's the problem. You've got to be prepared to stay 10 minutes.
I've Googled it. There's 14 minutes of credit plus the end sequences that you stayed for and I didn't.
For you, Craig, I can reveal that they're amazing. Massive plot spoilers. Really, really, probably the best bit of the film.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for that. And I really like the rest of the film. Have you ever done interviews for any of the Spider movies?
Yes, I have done. I actually have a history with the Spider-Man from our jobs because I interviewed Kirsten Dunst for the first one.
Did you?
Which is weird because I had
Wow, you're old.
I know, I had to check that date. And I was like, oh my God. So long ago now, 2002?
You were like 9.
I was a child genius.
you've never been one part of that word. So, what was she like? What was Kirsten Dunst like?
The reason I always remember this interview for the first Spider-Man was that it was during the World Cup. And I walked in and we
That's
were all,
football, right?
Yeah, sorry, the football World Cup. And I walked in and we were all a bit concerned because it literally had been scheduled at exactly the time when England were playing Brazil. In the quarterfinals, I think it was. And we went in and, of course, we're just all like, I don't want to miss the game. But we've got Kirsten Dunst to go and interview. But she was great because she'd found out, or press people either had found out, that the game was on. So they made sure we had the game on in the little waiting room where all us smelly journalists go and sit. They brought us lots of food. So it was like a really perfect place to watch it in a posh hotel that you wouldn't be allowed into anyway, be chucked out of. And then my interview coincided exactly with half time. I had a 10-minute slot with Kirsten Dunst exactly on half time. So I wandered into Kirsten Dunst. I mean, it was great. If every World Cup could be like that, that you just sort of watch the game, get loads of food fed to you, and then walk in and interview a Hollywood superstar. Life was perfect for that little moment in time, and it was downhill ever since. But she was lovely, of course. And we talked about the football. I'm not sure she really cared or not. But
she couldn't give her.
It was such a good interview that I didn't care that England got knocked out.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
I'm not shocked. I got to do The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield and Jamie Foxx. Now, if you've met Emma Stone before, if you've had that pleasure, she's got like the hypnotic eyes. You know, like the snake in the Jungle Book, that it doesn't matter what she's saying.
I love how you're doing those eyes.
I'm doing
right now. We really should video this.
No, we shouldn't. So I'm just going, I don't care what Emma Stone says. This is just the greatest moment of my life. I think I've fallen in love with Emma Stone.
Yeah.
She does the thing where she goes, oh my God. And I realised afterwards she's done this to everyone. So
no.
I felt special.
Oh no. Come
Cute
on.
Cute English guy. Now suddenly I'd gone from, all right, Emma, how you doing, darling? You all right? Let's talk about Spidey, to Emma Stone, welcome. How are we?
Your normal voice.
Exactly. And drifted into what I can only imagine Hugh Grant wishes he didn't sound like. And that's what I did. And then we say goodbye. We do the interview. Andrew Garfield's in the hallway, and this happens a lot. They kind of walk past the hallway, and they politely go, did I see you earlier? And grunt a little hello. And he then goes, do you chat up my girlfriend? And walks past. Part of me wished I was quicker to go, yeah, and what's it to you? But I didn't. I didn't have the balls for it. And I just went, and he just walked on, ignored me. Haven't seen him since.
No, don't get invited to parties. Was that just before the rumours of them splitting up started? I think you're sort of inadvertently walking into a scoop here.
During our La La Land interviews, I thought best not to mention it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe if we could get this sort of... Now we might better get this podcast onto like one of the tabloid Daily Mail or some might be interested in this now.
Craig tries to chat up Emma Stone because no one in the world's ever done that before.
More breaking them up. We're trying to think of a way to sell this podcast. And I reckon going down the tablet and get onto that sidebar of shame on the Daily Mail.
You've cheapened us, I'll be honest with you.
Revealed the real reason why Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield split up.
We're popular in some countries at the moment. Let's keep it that way.
As long as they mention Flicks at the Bean in the Daily Mail article, I will be all right with that.
Available on iTunes and Acast. Do you know what I think at this point?
We'll have to get some of those sort of posed paparazzi photos of you looking a bit forlorn somewhere. How's your coffee, by the way?
It's good. I really like. Yeah, it's nice. I could do with another one though.
Some people apparently, when they subscribed to us last week, thought it was going to be more about coffee.
Oh, did they?
Like we were going to maybe throw in a few more coffee,
right?
Geeky facts. And I don't want people.
Do you
to...
want that now? Then should we do that now just to satisfy those people?
Well, what temperature should you make an espresso at? No, you asked me that, didn't you, earlier?
I did genuinely ask you that earlier.
So you don't have the answer?
I don't, genuinely don't have the
answer. Shockingly bad.
But had I known, I would have asked the lady, the barista, who made this amazing flavoursome latte. Amazing flavoursome latte.
There you go.
Enough.
That's a mention of coffee. Enough to justify the name anyway.
Brilliant.
Here at the coffee shop. So, last week, people were very, very excited by one of our regular features, which will now become regular, because once you've done the second one...
It's regular. It's not overly regular for the very first time, is it, to be honest?
Sounds like a really weird podcast now, like a health thing.
Anyway. Are you regular?
Now we are, with the second feature. So this feature is Craig is a big, actual, official nerd, the nerdiest of the nerdy, right?
Again, a little bit offended, but... also a little bit proud.
Oh, that's not offensive to call someone a nerd.
I think that's why I like Spider-Man. Being a nerd and a geek actually makes me feel wanted.
So let's move on to the feature that we have tailor-made for your nerdism.
Yeah.
This is the word from the nerd.
Word, word, word from the nerd. Word, word, word from the nerd. Word, word, word from the nerd. Word, word, word from the nerd. Don't you want to hear from the nerd? Everybody loves a nerd.
So you know in Spider-Man, Sam Raimi version, they needed a spider to actually bite Tobey Maguire, right?
Mm.
Couldn't know which spider was the best one to use. So Sam Raimi said, the only one I want to use is the Black Widow. So they got in a Black Widow. Then they said, that's way too dangerous. We can't put a Black Widow on Tobey Maguire's hand. So they genuinely got scientists to get these Black Widow spiders and then have spiders that look like Black Widows, but they didn't look like Black Widows other than size and shape. Tobey Maguire was a little bit afraid of spiders, which is brilliant because he got the job as something called Spider-Man. So they took the spiders into makeup and auditioned them to walk across a hand before then bringing them on set to make sure it would stay on Toby's hand for long enough whilst looking like a Black Widow so it could bite him.
Is that it?
It's fact. Thank you so much. Tune in next week.
That's actually quite good this week. And I can stop playing my little loops now. That was this week's Word from the Nerd.
Word, word, word from the nerd. Word, word, word from the nerd.
So well done, Craig. I think the word from the nerd dramatically improved from last week. Actually pretty impressive.
Thank you very much indeed. You can all have that and use that in the pub whenever you need that.
Yeah, I think that definitely might win you friends.
Talking of which, here's another thought.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
Mm.
Everyone's trying to capture Spider-Man.
This isn't your bad joke, is it?
No, I'm just saying, right? Spider-Man, you can never catch Spider-Man. No, because
before we had this episode, you said you've got a really bad Spider-Man joke.
It's not a bad Spider-Man joke, but it's almost a joke/fact.
Yeah, but I
don't build up the joke. You've built it up now. You've built up the joke.
I mean...
Well, you've built it higher than it can ever be now.
Well, I could edit it out.
That upsets me again.
Go on then.
You know how to catch Spider-Man? Put him in a bath. Because spiders... because of the bath. And it's because you've never seen a spot out of a bath.
You know, a friend of mine Wikipedia'd you after finding out I was
like
doing this.
Like, you've got a friend.
And apparently on your Wikipedia page it mentions you did stand-up comedy once. I mean, just try after that.
Thank
you. Just try and put this clear in my head how that worked.
That would have been my opener. And then you build them from there.
How many gigs did you do?
About, not enough. Not enough to practice and get better. Does it really say that on Wikipedia?
Thanks.
Proof that Wikipedia lies.
Just go on and change it. I changed mine.
What did it say? You were funny.
Yeah. It said successful.
Not after episode 2.
Flicks of the Bean. Anyway, if you'd like to offer Craig some better jokes, then get in touch. We have, don't we, an Instagram page from Flicks of the Bean on Instagram. And
we're on Twitter.
The Twittering, we're doing a bit of that. And
at Flicks of the Bean.
Facebooking, Flicks of the Bean. You can get in touch on Facebook with us. Any
and do
ways?
Follow us on all of those formats, where what you will get is the same picture and information on every possible page.
Oh, I love that about social media.
Yeah,
I find that's the best way, is to hear things 3 or 4 times. It's a bit like your nan when she tells you stories because she forgot she told you.
Yeah.
And you said last week you're working on the jackets.
Yeah, we're going to get t-shirts, we're going to get jackets. It's basically going to be a little club. Don't know about hats, not with your hair.
Any more novelty sort of things?
Do we?
Should what sells? Oh, those! Everyone's playing with those. Have you seen them? Those spinners.
Why has this drifted away from movies?
Because we've got to try and get the zeitgeist.
Oh, so you want to put Flicks on the Bean on a child's toy?
Brand.
Yeah, that's the way forward. Yeah.
Are they for kids?
Let's get the kids in.
Should we have another coffee?
I really do need another coffee. I feel like maybe I've had too many.
I think you have had too many coffees already.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flicks at the Bean. So we've come to the very exciting part of Flicks at the Bean.
Yeah.
The music section, which I know you enjoyed last week, as did quite literally tens of people on the internet.
Really nervous to say it, but I think the success of episode 1, annoyingly, was down to the song. John Hamm fans around the world loved your song.
So if you didn't listen last week, I mean, the idea is we have a bit of music somehow every week and we don't have the license to anything, so we've got to try and come up with something ourselves, which is dangerous. We had a song about John Hamm and I think it's fair to say it went truly viral.
It went. Let's put it that way.
136 likes.
Wow. Let me high five you for that, seriously.
Woo!
Well done. What? Seriously, well done.
I'm not really down with the whole internet-y thing, but that's a viral sensation.
I think that's gone viral. Oh, it's gone out of your street. Let's put it that way.
Which is a success.
I would say a success. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was going to be the part of the podcast that people went, I like the podcast, but the song?
Can I just say thank you to John Hamsters on Instagram, who kind of was solely responsible for taking that and showing it to John Hamm fans, who were mildly amused enough to watch it.
I'm so sorry, they're called John Hamsters.
Yeah.
That's genius.
They're great.
Can I be honest? I love all... That's genius. I'm so scared what Tom Holland fans are called. But let's find out as we move on to the second successful song from Steve.
I did try and tag Edgar Wright in to try and if we could push that song
nothing
further. Edgar, much like I discussed last week, ignored me again. Which is weird, because I thought on Twitter when you tag someone, that means they obviously read it, right?
Does he follow you?
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Those people on Twitter who write to celebrities at them and then write another one going, why aren't you responding?
Didn't you do that to Gary Barlow?
To someone who's got millions of followers. Why? Are you not on Twitter all the time?
I don't understand why Justin Bieber won't sing me a song. It's just strange.
Follow me. What's the desperation with getting famous people to follow you?
Well, Edgar Wright follows me.
Does he?
So I will let Edgar know that you've written what can only be described as a phenomenal John Hamm song, as loved by the John Hamsters, and see if he'll maybe give it a retweet and more people can go back and enjoy episode one.
Should have remembered this last week.
We should have done, to be honest with
you. But it's still there. Check out episode one if you haven't. So, shall we move on to the song of this week?
I'm slightly more nervous than I was last week, if I'm honest, because I don't know what rhymes with Spider-Man, but, Steve, if you will...
It doesn't have to be so obvious like that when it comes to the fine art and craft of songwriting. This week we have a rather special song, because what we've managed to do is intercept a phone call between Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, who are obviously not that happy about the fact that the new Spider-Man is being called the best Spider-Man ever by a lot of people.
So you intercepted a phone call between the two of them?
I like how you're believing this. Yes, should we say this is an actual phone call between Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire in song form, talking about how they feel about the new Spider-Man?
If Toby or Andrew are listening, by the way, none of this hopefully is real, because otherwise we're in a lot of trouble for legal reasons. Enjoy.
Sadness, and I just wanted to bend your ear. 'Cause Sony have gone Dutch with Marvel, it's true, and they've chosen Holland over me and you.
Oh, hi Andy. Yeah, this is Toby.
Come round, I've got a pizza in my fridge. You know us ex-Spideys, we should stick together. And hey, congrats on Hacksaw Ridge. They're showing all our Spidey films on TV still, so we should get together, maybe Netflix and chill. It's a song for the outsider, 'cause we're not Spider-Man anymore. It makes no Spidey sense, life's so intense, 'cause we're not swinging or playing with Thor. Our Peter Parkers now, they will forget, because of some little kid who once played Billy Elliot. It's a song for the outsider, 'cause we're not Spider-Man anymore. She's gone away, 'cause we're not swinging or playing with Thor. The MCU gave us the boot now. How come the kid gets a Tony Stark suit? Wow!
But you know, Toby, at least you got to make one more movie than me.
Yeah, I know, but I guess we really shouldn't talk about part three.
Got a point there. Should we have a Spidey hug?
You're not so worried now you've heard that, are you?
Only for legal reasons, I think we're...
Is that a tear you're wiping away from your little eye?
I don't know if it's happiness or sadness that that's actually going out on our podcast.
I think representing how they feel in power ballad form, it's probably actually how it's playing out.
Can I just point out my favourite bit?
What bit?
Key change. There's a key change.
That's the bit where Toby and Andrew get off the stools.
Off the stools.
I've told you before with these songs, think big.
Yeah.
It's all about what happened last week.
Oh my goodness.
I think we should just dedicate that to Toby and Andrew.
They're
obviously
out.
Going through a tough time at the moment, and if they're feeling anything like that, and I imagine they would be, then big love to those guys. We know they're subscribers.
And just for legal reasons, I'm hoping that Toby or Andrew are not genuinely on that song. That's fine.
You know, I did think when I was recording that.
Should we steal some of their vocals?
I did spend a bit of time trying to Google their voices and thinking, shall I even attempt an impression? And then I realised that I can't actually do impressions.
No.
You can, sometimes.
Well, sometimes, but they're all the same person. I have to tell you who they are in the impression.
Well, we always said it's a bit like The Trip, and you're like Rob Brydon. Yeah. You just have your little impressions, do your Michael Caine.
I think you'll find I am going for a sandwich. I was doing Michael Caine, but from early Batman.
That's like Les Dawson.
Thank you. I don't know, Master Wayne, why you're so annoyed.
That's really terrible.
Thank you.
Does it say on your Wikipedia page, impressionist?
Impressionist as well.
Has someone added that incorrect?
Imagine if I put impressions into the stand-up show.
Ooh. So if you have an Instagram page dedicated to Spider-Man or any of the featured actors, please share the love.
Yeah, send that to Tom Holland. Please.
Send that to Tom Holland. He's on Twitter.
Let's tweet him that song. He'll just the that. Song.
Okay, let's make that our weekly quest to see if we can get Tom Holland. Because that's how Twitter works.
Should we see if we can get a reply from anyone?
Well, yeah.
Borderline famous.
I'll tweet him. That's like emailing him, right?
It's
like
exactly texting the same.
Him. Same
exactly
thing. Same. We know how this social media works. Couple of other quick things we wanted to mention this week. I went and saw the Harry Potter play, finally, on Sunday.
9 hours of your life, well spent or not well spent?
It's very, very long.
It is very long, yeah.
But enjoyable, really well done. They had a cast change. They all seem to remember their lines, which I'm easily impressed at the theatre.
Yeah.
If people remember words on stage in front of an audience, that's it.
Because it's kind of what we do for a living, and yet we can't remember words anywhere. So I am always impressed, too, that other people can actually do it.
Yeah, being in a Harry Potter play is nothing like what I do for a living.
Good point, well put.
Absolutely less magic in my life.
And also, that leads us on nicely to the fact that Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them started filming last week.
Yeah, the second instalment, of course, with Johnny Depp back, started filming on Monday up at Leavesden.
I'm excited. I really enjoyed Fantastic Beasts. I thought if we're going to have more Potterverse, that they did a brilliant job, absolutely brilliant job. I was one of those people that I enjoy the Harry Potter films, and I kind of thought, well, again, do we need it? Do we need any more in our life? But actually, they've made a beautiful world.
Set in Paris in the 1920s. That's where this one will be set. But don't get too excited just yet. It's out, obviously, next year, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got a bit.
End of next year. So if we last that long, we'll be making songs up about them.
And here's where things take a turn for the dark.
So this is the bit of the podcast now, which I'm very excited about, because we've said Craig's quite a nice guy. I'm sure you can see that he's just so smiley coming through the microphone into your ears there. What a lovely warm feeling. What a lovely warm fella he is. But every week he likes to get angry, and we like to throw a subject into the grinder. I've got that right this week. So yes, one topic, Craig, this week that has really ground your beans, and this is the reason you're going on Grindr right now, is to get some relief from this.
Top Gun, Maverick.
Ooh, yes.
Top Gun 2.
Okay.
Top Gun again.
Okay, so Greg, you step into the grinder whilst I shall prepare us a lovely cup of coffee.
Top Gun 2. Top Gun again. Top Gun revisited. Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun revisited. Top Gun was nearly 30-odd years ago. Do we need another Top Gun? I love Top Gun. It's one of the greatest films known to man. Here's the answer to that question. No. So this goes back to the fact that Val Kilmer needs a job. Of course he needs a job. He's the only one that said yes before he saw a script. No one even wants another Top Gun. Everyone thinks the first Top Gun is the world's most perfect film. Of course it is. Half Naked Men with a song called Playing It With The Boys. It's not even homoerotic. I think it is. It's a proper song and it's right in the danger zone. And if you disagree, go back to 1986 when it was one of the greatest albums known to man. Kevin E. Loggins. Genius. That's an artist that can sing a song. So, why do we need another Top Gun? Top Gun Maverick. And that's why I'm excited for Top Gun 2.
Thank you, Craig. I've made you a lovely latte. I hope that hot, steamy milk is to your liking.
Looks beautifully stretched. It's a geeky coffee term. It's a
geeky
coffee term.
Geeky coffee term. Nice. Funny enough, on the Top Gun 2 thing, I remember interviewing Tom Cruise like a couple of times, probably over the last decade, where he has confirmed every single time that it was being made.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's still going to happen or not. Or if this
they've got a script now. I think that over the course of about 15 years, I think 5 people have been working on the script, and 5 people have been paid for a script, 2 of which didn't even turn in a word. So it's finally got to the point that Jerry Bruckheimer says, the script's fine, Tom's happy to do it, Val Kilmer's happy to do, let's be honest, anything. And it's happening, and it's already got a release date of July 2019.
We can have a whole other podcast on our experiences interviewing Tom Cruise. It was always a really fun interview. 2010, though, was when their Top Gun 2 rumors first sort of started dribbling out.
Yeah.
I was at the Night and Day premiere, and Tom was doing his thing. I said to Cameron Diaz about, like, Cameron, hurry up, please. If journalists have to sort of wait about 3 hours while he goes around and has selfies taken with every single person in the crowd. And then when Tom finally got there, I asked him about that. But I got to do the slow motion high five sort of Top Gun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you can be my wingman thing with him.
No, you can be mine.
Yeah, I mean, it was more me doing it than him.
I don't doubt that.
But with a bit of editing and some music over the top of it.
You and Tom look like you just got out of a plane.
It looked like we'd choreographed this whole beautiful scenario. You always have to cheat when you don't get very long with these celebrities. Just to try and make it look like they're having fun and they want to be a part of your stupid jokes. But thank you, Tom. I know you're listening. And it was a great interview. And I'm glad you're finally getting around to Top Gun 2.
Finally.
Finally. So that is it. We've done it. We've reached the end of episode 2 of Flicks at the Bean here in this slightly busier than the normal coffee shop. But I think the people around us have been thoroughly impressed. Happy?
Lovely.
We're getting thumbs up from the people on the surrounding tables. And actually, don't stand up. They're standing up ready to give us a standing ovation. So we'll sign off before that happens.
Or they're just desperate for our table.
That'll overlook probably what's happening.
Planet of the Apes next week?
It is Planet of the Apes next week, which I think we'll have a lot to talk about.
It's monkeys. What else isn't to like?
It's a podcast about monkeys, coffee, and films next week. That hasn't been done before. Monkeys drinking coffee next week on Flicks at the Bean.
I think that was episode 1 and 2. It was me and you.
Flicks at the Bean.
Thank you very much for having us in your ears this week. Do subscribe, of course. We're on iTunes, we're on Acast. You can also get in touch on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.